Well, you have heard one side of it. It is called blessing, and that is always good to dwell on. My part is to talk to you about the other side of blessing. What is the other side of blessing? That is a challenging thing to think about, right? Well, let's pray together and ask the Lord to help us to understand His Word. We pray for His blessings. Our Father, we pray that You will help us to understand what this whole year of life and ministry is all about. And help us to look at all the things that can happen into our lives and the things which can be difficult. And we pray that You would help us to discern the other part of life which sometimes we don't really understand. We pray that You will help us to learn lessons along the way, lessons that will strengthen us further. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, in all the meetings that we have, all the things that we plan, whether it's YPG 1, 2, 3, young adults, young married, the older people, and the adult ministry, what is it all about? One part of it is definitely we want you to have the Lord's blessings. But what if we have the other side? I call it the other side of blessing. What is that all about? Even as I speak to you, I want to let you know that we are leaving immediately after this time of fellowship together to be with a family that has just suffered a bereavement. Some of you may not know her. She's Auntie Judy. Then she is. She has a daughter over here, her name is called Evangeline. Now, you don't know her because she's a little older than you, but she, the grandmother of Evangeline, they thought that she was going to die very shortly. So we went to minister to her, baptize her, and very, very, to everybody's amazement, she was getting better. And in fact, she was sent to a rehab, and she was recovering. She was at home, and then she suddenly died. So, you know, in times like that, when you expect death to come and it doesn't come, when you don't expect death to come and it comes, we call it the other side of blessing. We're still struggling with what it means. How do we understand things like that? Sometimes we don't know. Right? Do we have all the answers? Not really. We call these times of trouble. Look, take a look at your notes. Right? And some of us are going to go through some of those times. You don't know when they will come, but you know what? They will come. Take a look at some of those things here. So the psalmist noted some of the things that he went through. And I've listed them. Trouble, sorrow, brought low, tears come, feet falling, greatly affected. These are in the notes. 16, 116, 3, 6, 8, 10. And these things can and they do happen. Right? I just received another email from Kenya, and they were asking for some help. So he sent some funds over. And this was for the planting of maize and beans. So it's a really farming community. In the meantime, while they wait, how do they survive? I mean, how do they survive? Seriously, because the harvest won't be till next year. How do you survive between now until next year? That's going to be tough. So I asked them, okay, what are we looking at? How much money do we need to help out with? You know, there are times of trouble and sorrow and difficulties. They will come. Question, how do we cope with them? And some of you, this is what these fellowship groups are all about. On the one hand, we want you to experience God's blessings. On the other hand, we want you to be able to face troubles and sorrows when they come, if they come. This is the other side of blessing. And we need to know that. So we're going to be with the family for a while and then plan another funeral. Right? So these things can and they will happen. How do we cope with all these things here? This is called the other side of blessing. Now, think about these things here. Well, sometimes in difficulties like that, Psalmist says, I will call upon him. 116, he has heard my voice, my supplication. He's inclined his ear to me. I will call upon him. Right? Verse 4, I call upon the name of the Lord. Now, I don't know whether it will surprise you if I make this statement. Just this early morning, I said to the Lord, as I went through 116, I said to the Lord, teach me to pray. This was disciples. They said to the Lord Jesus Christ, teach us to pray. No, I don't assume I know how to pray. Of course, I can say words. I can utter words. But how do I actually pray like the psalmist did? And so each time we come together, we talk to you, we share with you, we show you, we pray about things, we talk to God in prayer. You know what it's all about? It's all about learning how to pray. And that's what we're here to help you with, to discover with you, to pray with you, to be concerned about you, to pray together, to watch how the Lord will hear and how He will answer prayers. And that is what we want you to learn. As you look back to 2019, well, so what do we pray about? How do we cope? See, every year we gather all the groups for this one purpose, to learn about prayer, to learn about God, to learn about His Word, to learn about faith, to learn about life. And every year you must ask yourself, what have I learned? What should you look for? Well, I want to share with you some of the things I look for. Okay? I'll tell you what I look for. Number one, 116:1. Every year, I ask myself, do I love the Lord a little more? That is what I look for. Okay? It's just not, many people assume, okay, I love the Lord. You know, I love the Lord, the Lord loves me, and that's it. You wish. That is that simple. It's not. Right? The challenge is to learn to love the Lord. So every year I ask myself in all the groups, always you talk about the Lord, you talk about His Word, you talk about faith. The challenge always would be, have you learned to love the Lord a little more? That's what we want you to do. Not to just a groups, but to ultimately ask yourself, do I love the Lord a little bit more? And if that happens, yeah, I am really so happy for you. More ways than one. Okay? Because it's our focus. Because we All the groups exist to help you know the Lord a little bit more, love the Lord a little better all the time. That is what we want to do. Right? So this is absolutely important for us to consider. Two, we always want to ask, do you call upon the Lord the way the psalmist says, I will call upon the Lord as long as I live. So this morning, I asked myself, saying this to the Lord, telling the Lord, teach me how to pray. Not that you don't know how to pray, but, you know, teach me how to pray as I ought to. How do I deepen this prayer? How do I pray a little bit better? How do I pray a little bit more deeply? That's what we want you to discover, to learn. We cannot teach you everything. That's impossible. That is something to think about. And then asking yourself, question. Supposing you have strayed, supposing you've gone further away, for supposing there are moments of anxiety and you get an anxiety attack, you know what we always wish for? Please come back to the Lord. Return to God. We're here to help you. Return to God. From time to time, people fall down, like the song says, sometimes you fall down. The question is, can you come back? And we want you to be able to end the year and say, you know, I'm coming back to God. And that would be wonderful. Can you see what I'm trying to say? So this is what all the groups exist to do. This is why we are here. One, to help you experience God, to love Him a little bit more. Two, to understand what prayer is and deepen your relationship with God a little more. And if you have gone astray, come back to God. I think that is something that we want to think about very, very, very much. And then one other word that we always seek to do. Now, it's called rendering to the Lord. So at the end of the year, I think that question is, what do we want to do? What shall I render to the Lord? So today someone came up to me and said, Pastor, can we follow you looking after the Koreans? Oh, that's interesting. So this year I only got 7, so I cannot have 7 helpers. And there'll be 7 dwarves, so cannot. But it's so good to have people come and say, you know, we want to help to learn how to look after the Koreans. It's a very, very challenging batch to look after. See, the render is to say, here I am, how can I serve? I think to me that is kind of special. Right? How do we render to the Lord? I do things with the Koreans that I don't do with the other groups. You know, I talk to them, I relate to them, I celebrate their birthdays with them. If they have a birthday, get things for them to bring home. Different things you wish you in my group. But you're not Korean, so you have all the other groups to go. But you know, it's just such a joy to be able to relate to them. The challenge is, how do we render to the Lord? What should we render to the Lord? Give back to the Lord. I mean, to me, that is so wonderful. Right? So all who, you look at the life, you know, if you have, you know God hears your prayers. You know you learn to love the Lord. You know how to pray a little bit better. You know your faith is a little deeper. What should you do? See, I'm going to do something here. I'm going to take up this cup and I'm going to drink. This is what I will take up the cup of salvation. What does that mean? No point having a cup and say, well, it's a nice cup. And then, you know, it came from somebody and there's water filled and then put it aside. For what? Salvation is like a cup, and it is filled. You have to learn how to drink from it. And if you don't drink from it, it's just going to be salvation. A lot of people don't really understand their salvation very much. You know why? Because they don't drink from the salvation cup. Think about this thing here. Drink. Drink much from it. You know, it took me years to understand the importance of drinking. I only drink when I'm thirsty. If I don't feel thirsty, I don't drink. Until my kidney specialist says, your kidneys will suffer if you do that. So now I have to drink like crazy all the time. You don't even know it. But there it is. What the Lord needs, gives you the cup because He knows you need it. Drink. Understand your salvation. Understand what it's all about. Drink deeply. Drink often. Drink every day. I will take up the cup of salvation. Wow. You know, I made a promise to the Lord years ago. Now, there is a lady, it comes to bilingual. She had the same operation I had on my spine. And doctor said to me, 50% you walk, 50% wheelchair. That lady is on a wheelchair because the operation didn't turn out so well. So I said to myself and to the Lord, if ever I can walk, I am going to walk. So how many... Oh, I have a nice strap. So what is it right now? So right now, I am over 13,000 steps for today. The first 4,000, I walked already before I came out of my house to church. So now I'm in 13,000. By the time the day is done, it will be closer to 20,000. I made a promise. I keep that promise. I told the Lord I will serve Him. You know what? I will. I promised the Lord I will read His word. I will. I promised the Lord that I will do this and that. You know what? I'd like to keep my promises. That's what we want you to do. Along the way, God has heard your prayers. He's blessed you. He's helped you. You pray and you say, well, you know, I am going to do this. And you know what? Keep it. Keep your word. That is what we want this, all these groups to do, to help people to keep their word to God. And to say to the Lord, I am your servant. Isn't it wonderful to be able to say that I am your servant? And this is something that we want to do. Can we do it? Of course. And this is where we're going to go. We serve the Lord. And we will serve the Lord in different capacities. We will serve God. See, that's what we want people to do, to learn how to serve the Lord. And if you can serve the Lord, be in an orchestra, and if your ears are, you know, you cannot hear, you're called a natural singer, no sharp, no flats, then better don't join that group. Not everybody is musically inclined. It's okay. I can do other things. What can you do? So I am very, very delighted when people start writing poetry, especially the older ones. I'm amazed. And I'm just happy for them that they have found their faith so real and they want to express themselves in this way. I am your servant. And they want to serve the Lord in whatever capacity they can. That's what we want you to do. At the end of the day, serve. And then, of course, the offer, the sacrifice of thanksgiving. So a lot of people don't know how to say thanks often enough. You should. Really, really thank God. There's so many things to thank God for, and I'm amazed at what we can thank God for. And we can and we should. If you can cultivate these things here, then the whole year,
If you say, I've learned a lot, really? Show me your Thanksgiving. Long face, angry face, owl crowning face, grumpy face. What have you learned? Who was the one who taught you? All must have been really grumpy here. How can it be? It cannot be. I mean, this is very, very... Look, this is absolutely important, right? So you really, really want to ask yourself what that is all about. Okay? Think about these things here. And if you think about this, we just want to learn. How many of you ever read this Hagar, have you heard of Hagar, the barbarian Hagar, the cartoon? You have not heard of? You have. Good. Who else? Let me see the educated ones. Hagar is a Viking. Scandinavian countries. And he is totally illiterate. And he really goes from now sacking England, go to Paris. He really goes around sacking people. So one day he said to his friend, his name is called Lucky Eddie. He's the worst assistant you can ever have. And so he said to him, I'm learning to write. So he wrote the letter H, his name, first name, Hagar. So H. So his friend said to him, you got it wrong. You've done it opposite. How is that possible? The letter H. I'm learning to write. And his friend, you got it wrong. You got it opposite way around. You didn't get it. See, you must read comics. You got no time to read things like that. So whenever I am not well, I'm sick. And this big fat book, make me so tired. What do you read to just cheer the soul? Hagar. Or Peanuts, or something like that. I hope you understand. See, the point of it all is this heart of thanksgiving is just not inside us so much. You look at your face, you see, not smiling, very few people. Most of the faces, this is a normal face. That's what? Why? There was this Hagar one day went to the hospital and said, I'm trying to see a friend here. The nurse said, what's he in for? He said, well, he fell down the window and then he got onto the road and skidded and hit by a bull. Oh dear. What's his name? Lucky Eddie. How can your name be called Lucky Eddie? If that is what you experience. When you read things like that, it just makes you, You just sort of smile. And I don't know what makes you smile, but these things make me, it's really very, very funny. Think about these things here. Right? And as you think about all these things, this is a reflection of life and how a lot of people just don't know how to be happy in life. But God has blessed us. We try to teach you about God, how wonderful God is, how He has blessed us. How can you not be happy? I think this is important. How do we be conscious of God? Try it. So at the end of the year, ask yourself, what have I learned? Blessings? Okay, we sing. What about the other side of blessing? What have I learned? Have I learned about faith? Have I learned about God? Have I learned about trust? Have I learned how to pray? Have I learned to love the Lord? These are important lessons we want to learn too. How do we know we've learned? When our hearts say, I really love the Lord. When we are able to say, I want to be the Lord's servant. When I really want to serve Him. And I will be able to offer thanksgiving. That brings so much joy. And think about these things here. There's so many things we can thank God for. So 2019, as you conclude this year, you ask yourself, use this as a review. What have I learned? How do I know I have learned? It is seen in your life. You know how I learned about prayer? You know how I know I learned about prayer? When I'm able to say, Lord, teach me to pray, then I know that I have learned something about prayer. I need to learn more. Think about this thing here. Okay? So I'm just going to let you go. And today's offering will go towards the youth conference. We're just going to go ahead and go into it and pray for the youth conference and the Lord's blessings. So some of us are not going to join you for the downstairs fellowship. I hardly ever join you for any of those, both of these things here. But go ahead and then spend a bit of time together. And then think of Yvonne and grandmother's family situation as well. Okay, well, let's pray together. Our Father, we just want to thank you for the many blessings you have. And also to ponder the other side of blessing. When we have difficulties and problems that we sometimes don't understand. We pray that you would teach us how to learn to trust you, to pray to you, to love you a little bit more, and to say to you that we are going to serve you and praise you and give thanks. And this afternoon, we give thanks with this little offering that we give. Bless, Father, we pray. And bless the youth conference coming up shortly. We pray for your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we give love gift on the Lord's word.